The area around Los Banos isn't just a stopover for Valley travelers along Highway 152 headed to the Central Coast. It's also a vital rest stop for millions of birds from across North America along the Pacific Flyway.
You come out here and you really don't see it off of any of the major highways, but you know, here we have something that definitely is, at least from an ecological perspective, equivalent to Yosemite Valley.
That's Rick Ortega, the general manager of the Grasslands Water District in Los Banos. His agency is charged with distributing water for a massive collection of state and federal wildlife reserves and privately owned duck hunting clubs. Together, they cover over 200,000 acres from around Dos Palos to Gustine.
That's equivalent of about the size of New York City, 300 square miles. So this is the largest contiguous wetland in the western United States.
The Grasslands Ecological Area is a vital habitat for millions of shorebirds, waterfowl, and other species. Of the 5 to 6 million birds that migrate over the Pacific Flyway, over half spend their winters in the valley, with over 1 million in the grasslands alone. So what brings all these birds to Central California? One thing, water. And in this year of severe drought, that's what has everyone from biologists to duck hunters concerned, a possible devastating year for migratory birds and other species.
Across the board, there's going to be some severe impacts. We're working with resource managers throughout the state to ensure that we're staging adequate water, or just maximizing our footprint to minimize another ecological disaster.
Final water allocations have yet to be announced, but Ortega says the district expects to receive about 30% of its normal supply from the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. That's more than some valley farmers can expect to receive, but it won't be enough to keep many of these birds alive and healthy. But as Ortega and I go for a hike on the state-run Los Banos Wildlife Area, right now, things look surprisingly normal. Just beyond the tall reeds lies a shallow lake filled with hundreds of birds, ranging from mallards to majestic sandhill cranes. And on this rare clear day, you can see the snow-capped peaks of the Sierra Nevada off in the distance as several white egrets fly by.
Water that we see here is the remnants of last year's water. The birds that we're seeing here are mallards and gadwall. These are our local breeding birds at this point. So you'll see quite a few of them are paired up.
The real concern here is what will happen later in 2014 and early next year. Normally, these ponds would be irrigated in the summer to help native grasses grow and provide seed for birds and habitat for their other favorite food, insects. Then, early in the fall, the land would be flooded, just in time for birds migrating south from Canada. But this year, with only 50,000 acre-feet of water spread out over a massive area, the consequences for wildlife could be huge.
The reality is that these birds are going to arrive in droves, and so there will be immense overcrowding. We'll exhaust our food base very quickly, so these birds will be of poor body condition, they'll be emaciated, and the overcrowding is the precursor to disease outbreaks like cholera and botulism. So we could see massive die-offs in a year like this.
While the ultimate scope of the problem is still uncertain, officials are looking to past droughts and die-offs for clues. Steve Brugman, an environmental scientist with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife's Mendota Wildlife Area, says to make matters worse, this year may have an especially large population of birds from Canada.
The prairie regions and other regions to the north have been getting plenty of water. They're going to have good habitat to produce birds. So you may have a lot of birds come down next winter to the south, to our areas, and not find a lot of wetlands. So it will concentrate those birds. And then the possibility of having some disease like cholera increases.
He says the situation this year is simply unprecedented.
We've never had a cutback like this since I've been here, and I've been here since the mid-1980s.
And birds aren't the only concern. With little possibility of maintaining year-round water at the Volta Wildlife Refuge, Ortega says there's a very real concern that some endangered species could be at risk of survival.
We also have the only reproductive population south of the delta of the giant garter snake, which we are very concerned we may lose this summer.
Of course, droughts are nothing new in the Golden State, and some research suggests that California's historical climate might be more like this year, than what we've known for the last century. But urban and agricultural development has claimed around 95% of the valley's former wetlands, including the ancient Tulare Lake. And that's why these public and private wetlands play a critical role in the ecosystem of not just the valley, but all of Western North America.
You know, these aren't our birds. They're California's and they're, you know, the United States and Canada and Mexico. It's they move through us and they're dependent on all of the habitat.
Water managers hope to have a better idea of their allocations later this month. Reporting from Los Banos, for Valley Edition, I'm Joe Moore.